Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 20, Issue Number 4, Fall 2020. Holiday Closings, November 3rd, Election Day, November 11th, Veterans Day, November 26th through 27th, Thanksgiving. Congratulations to Louisiana author. DBC-06375, Selections from Across Two Novembers by David L. Fauché. One of our very own TBBL patrons has written and published a book. The full title is Selections from Across Two Novembers, A Year in the Life of a Blind Bibliophile by David L. Fauché. This book is an autobiography filled with friends, family, hobbies, history, and more as David Fauché shares 1 year of his life through a journal. Congratulations to Mr. Fauché. Contact your reader advisor if you would like to enjoy this audiobook. Adult Summer Reading Program Update. The 2020 TBBL Adult Summer Reading Program is now complete. Thank you to all the TBBL readers who made our Adult Summer Reading Program a success. 94 TBBL patrons completed the program by reading 20 or more books. From these, 25 names were drawn to win one of our prizes, a DVD entitled A Dog's Purpose. These prizes are being mailed to the home addresses of the winners. Also, special thanks to the Jones Foundation, who generously paid for the Adult Summer Reading Program prizes. New Book Talk Selection by Sneha Padamane. Hi, Book Talkers. I hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. We have selected a new title for our Book Talks Book Club, DB-78389, The Martian by Andy Weir. 6 days after becoming the first man to walk on Mars, astronaut Mark Watney is caught in a windstorm. Though his support crew thinks he died, Mark survived and now faces abandonment, failed machinery, and a hostile environment. I thought The Martian was a fascinating book about humanity and survival. I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelican.state.lib.la.us/mailman/list-info/tbbl-book-talks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password. Or, as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Hope to hear from you soon. Spooky Mystery Thriller Recommendations for the Fall. DB-90251, Truly Devious by Maureen Johnson. When Stevie Bell, a brilliant amateur detective, begins her first year at Ellingham Academy in Vermont, she hatches a plan to solve the cold case involving the kidnapping of the founder's wife and daughter shortly after the school opened in 1936. DB-95876, Lock Every Door by Riley Sager. As she gets to know her new neighbors, Jules finds herself drawn to fellow apartment sitter Ingrid, who reminds her of the sister she lost 8 years ago. When Ingrid confides that the building's dark history is starting to frighten her, Jules brushes it off until Ingrid disappears. DB-97482, The Satapur Moonstone by Sujata Massey. India, 1922. After the sudden deaths of two males in Satapur's royal family, the two Maharanis are in dispute over the education of the young crown prince. Parveen Mistry, India's only female lawyer, arrives to find that the isolated palace is full of cold-blooded power plays and ancient vendettas. DB 96239, The Turn of the Key by Ruth Ware. After stumbling across the ad for a live-in nanny position with a staggeringly generous salary, Rowan Kane arrives at Heather Bray House and is smitten by the luxurious smart home and picture-perfect family, but she is stepping into a nightmare that will lead to murder. DB 90348, Force of Nature by Jane Harper. When five colleagues are forced to go on a corporate retreat in the Australian wilderness, one of the women disappears. Each of her companions tells a slightly different story about what happened. Federal police agent Aaron Falk joins the search. The woman had been secretly helping him expose the company. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. White Cane Safety Day, October 14th. The Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired will be celebrating White Cane Safety Day on Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. A variety of activities will include a picnic, route travel, awareness education, and a scavenger hunt. For further information, contact LSVI Outreach Coordinator Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489. First proclaimed October 6, 1964, White Cane Safety Day celebrates the achievements of blind or visually impaired people. Blind people have used canes for centuries. However, in the United States, white canes were first painted white to be more easily visible and promoted by Lion Clubs International in the early 20th century. A white cane is an important mobility tool for blind people and the symbol of their independence, as it ensures their ability to come and go on their own. There are different types of white canes, such as the Hoover Long Cane, Identification Cane, and Kitty Cane. Not all of them are used as a mobility device. For example, the ID cane alerts others as to its bearer's visual impairment, but is of no help as a mobility tool. President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the first White Cane Safety Day proclamation within hours of the passage of U.S. Congress Joint Resolution H.R. 753. In 2011, President Barack Obama proclaimed White Cane Safety Day as Blind Americans Equality Day. White Cane Safety Day is a national observance in the United States. Summer Reading 2020. The summer reading theme for 2020 was mythology and fairy tales, with the slogan Imagine Your Story. We had 66 participants this year. Due to the pandemic, we decided to drift a little from the regular summer reading program. Instead, TBBL prepared a mixed grab-and-go bag for each reader. The bags contained various games, incentives, craft supplies, and instructions, including coloring and paint sheets. Each bag contained a summer reading t-shirt with Puss in Boots reading a book. We included the traditional reading folder with bibliography, reading log, pencils, bookmarks, stickers, achievement certificates, shirt pin, and a unicorn glider. A special thanks to Sheila Coleman, Kiana Narcisse, and Shania Carter for the many hours spent behind the scenes preparing craft materials. Another special thanks to Robin King, the Louisiana Instructional Materials Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired Director, and her staff of Braillists, who came through during the pandemic and provided brailing service for our young patrons. Our most gracious thanks goes out to the Jones Foundation for their generous support in providing summer reading incentives. We simply would not have had a summer reading program this year without your help and dedication during this tough time. Need homework help? Check out Homework Louisiana. If you need homework help, the State Library of Louisiana offers an online resource available at www.homeworkla.org. Homework Louisiana provides live tutoring for grades K through 12, college and adult education, test preparation, and job search assistance to all Louisiana residents. Academic tutoring is now available from 2 p.m. to midnight 7 days a week. Self-study tools for AP, ACT, SAT, and GED are also available 24/7. In addition, There is a Connect with Voice option for the visually impaired. Students may now access this device from any internet-connected computer or mobile device during these hours, even from a school campus after 2 p.m. Homework Louisiana is funded in part with a Library Services and Technology Act grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the State Library of Louisiana, and your local public library. 2020-2021 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Nominees. The 2020-2021 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Program is a reading enrichment program of the Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana. There are three categories: grades 3 through 5, grades 6 through 8, and Teen Reader's Choice for grades 9 through 12. Students read from the nominated titles during 2020 and vote on their favorite by March 1, 2021. To qualify, students must be from Louisiana and have read three of the titles in the appropriate grade category for grades 3 through 8. Teens must read two titles from the LTRC nominated list. You can help decide who will win. To cast your vote, call 1-800-543-4702. TBBL has these LYRC and LTRC titles. Grades 3 through 5. DB 90433, All That Trash by Megan McCarthy. DB 90207, Between the Lines by Sandra Neal Wallace. DB 90621, The Boo-Boos That Changed the World by Barry Wittenstein. BR 22315, DB 90916, Charlie and Frog by Karen Kane. DB 90917, Chester Nez and the Unbreakable Code by Joseph Bruschak. BR 22340, DB 91759, Counting on Catherine by Helene Becker. DB 93510, Hammering for Freedom by Rita Lorraine Hubbard. DB 92716, Max Einstein by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. DB 90950, The Miscalculations of Lightning Girl by Stacy McAnulty. Grades 5 through 8. DB 93902, The Benefits of Being an Octopus by Anne Braddon. DB 92262, City of Ghost by Victoria Schwab. DB 95657, Game Changer by Tommy Greenwald. BR 22634, DB 94887, Love Like Sky by Leslie C. Youngblood. DB 93291, Marcus Vega Doesn't Speak Spanish by Pablo Cortella. DB 90696, The Night Diary by Vera Haranandani. DB 90639, The Serpent's Secret by Sayantani Dasgupta. BR 22859, DB 92614, Small Spaces by Catherine Arden. DB 91973, So Done by Paula Chase. DB 92548, The Storm Runner by J.C. Cervantes. DB 93364, Tight by Tori Maldonado, Young Adult. DB 90378, The Bells by Danielle Clayton. BR 22377, DB 89978, The Cruel Prince by Holly Black. DB 93017, Dry by Neil and Jared Schusterman. DB 98439, Hey Kiddo by Jarrett J. Krososka. DB 93395, The Lying Woods by Ashley Elston. BR 22420, DB 92221, The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo. DB 93516, Price of Duty by Todd Stresser. DB-93056, Pride by Ibi Zoboi. DB-93288, Sadie by Courtney Summer. From Crib to Crayons Update. Although packet mail-outs for early literacy have been delayed this year due to COVID-19, parents should expect the first packet of resources and books to go out by October 1st. For more information, contact the Children's and Teen Services Librarian, Charlene Moore, at 225-342-9563, TBBL Kids at slol.lib.la.us. Support our TBBL Friends organization. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge 225-342-0035. Statewide 1-800-543-4702. Fax 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section 800-424-8567, Braille Service 800-453-4293, Email tbbl at state.lib.la.us, tbbl kids at state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.